Oh, Kelly has a special request for us. It is Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Anybody else remember that one? Well, we're in the studio here, and there seems to be a little drop coming down from the ceiling, and it is dropping. It's not dropping on my head, but it did drop on my hand, so this could be a real problem here in the studio. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going good.
You know, we haven't talked on the air since last year.
You know, you're funny.
She can't stand it because before the new year, see you next year. And she really didn't appreciate that. You know, it's like so corny, but it was true.
And it was true.
It still is true today that you and I have not talked on the air since last year.
So you are correct.
There you go. Good holidays, busy holidays, stressful,
yes.
Relaxing. What were they? All of the above?
They were actually quiet, which was good.
Well, you know, I've heard a lot of people say that this year. Just kind of quiet holidays. A few people rushing here and there, but
very blessed, very simple, and just it was very nice.
Well, simple is good. So, any New Year's resolutions, goals, plans?
Well, of course.
Stripping again. Okay, go ahead. So, what
you
are
know
your...
I do.
Of course, the wedding planner in her has to have a plan. So, what's the plan for
the
new year?
How do I say this in simple terms? You know, we all have those get healthy ones. You know, so there's always
like lose weight exercise thing.
Ew. Yeah, okay. There's always those.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of my biggest ones is just being brave and courageous and not fearing.
Well, that's a good one because, you know, God has so much for us. And I always told my kids when they were growing up, don't let fear stop you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay to be afraid. And sometimes we should be afraid, but not to let that stop you from doing what God
exactly.
wants you to do. And I think that's a good place for all of us to be.
Yes.
Well, it is the 10th of January. And so far, I've done really well.
Have you?
I have gone like from an enormous purse in which you can find nothing and everything to I've got this little purse, Kelly.
Well, good for you.
And it's pretty good. It's like not cluttered yet. And usually I outgrow those within a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm on a good, I'm doing really well here.
We're almost 2 weeks. So good for you.
But seriously, I've been thinking a lot this year, and I know a lot of people have posted things about their word for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And first time I ever thought about that and really prayed and sought God about what is the word this year. And it's one that to me is hard to do and it's hard to quantify. But the word that he seemed to give me was the word hope.
Mm.
And, you know, I think hope can carry us through the worst of circumstances as long as we have that hope in God. And just the opposite, when you're going through a difficult time without hope, I don't know how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how you live without hope. So hope is a word that I'm focusing on this year.
Well, very good.
Yeah. Anyhow, let's get back to the reason you're here, which would be to share some of our listener comments.
I do. I have a number of them that came in. Between Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really nice to hear from a lot of our listeners and sent us Christmas cards or sent us just small notes and things like that. So I have some of those. And the first one is from Jim in Westby.
Hey, Jim.
And he says, I so appreciate the uplifting, inspiring Christian music and biblical teaching. I learn little nuggets of insight almost every time I listen to the various teachings throughout the day.
Very cool. And Jim has been a longtime listener. He was a painter, and I remember getting calls from him as he was painting, busy on a project. And he's just been a longtime listener and encourager of this ministry. So we do appreciate Jim and his family.
And then we have a gentleman named Ken from Colfax, Wisconsin.
Hey, Ken.
And he says, please realize how much this ministry means to me on a daily basis. I can't thank you enough for all that you're doing and for your being on the air in the Chippewa Valley.
Well, we are so glad that you are able to listen there, Ken. And, you know, it's just, again, I never cease to be amazed how God is able to take the efforts that we put in here in this little station located in Sparta, Wisconsin, and able to touch so many different lives, you know, in the Chippewa Valley and La Crosse area, Cooley region, and, you know, even our online listeners across the globe to know that God is able to encourage and minister to each one. So we're very grateful and humbled to be a part of that.
And it's a blessing to hear from all of you. So keep contacting us.
We do. Really, you know, we don't just say that either. We do get excited when we hear from our listeners. It is like a big shot in the arm. You know, it's just, well, I don't like shots, so maybe that wouldn't be a good way to put it, but it's a big encouragement to us.
Amen.
We really do appreciate it.
And the last one is from a new listener. His name is Thomas, and he is in the New Lisbon Correctional Institute.
Oh, welcome, Thomas. We're glad you're listening.
He was able to get a radio from his home church, and he writes this. My radio is most often stuck on your station because I love the mix of hearing the word being preached by great speakers like Greg Laurie and Ravi Zacharias, and getting to hear the wonderful music. After rededicating my life to the Lord, I have no desire to hear anything else the radio has to offer but His word and songs praising Him. Thank you for the ministry you provide. You help keep me uplifted and encouraged in this often very dark place.
Well, Thomas, we are so glad that you're part of the listening family. And you know, we've all messed up. We've all made mistakes, and none of us are better than anybody else. We're all on this journey of faith together. So we are glad to be able to be here and to be part of your day and be able to encourage you. And God knows how to get our attention, doesn't He? Knows what it's going to take to reach each and every one of us. And He's able to redeem the past. That's the beautiful part, that He's able to take all of my mess ups and everything that I've done in my life, and He's able to use it for good. And I'm so thankful for
that. I'm very thankful for that, too.
Yeah, are we all? So is that all you got for us today?
That is all I have.
That's all you brought in. I know there's a ton more.
There are, but, you know.
Yeah, you have to
keep
limit
them
it
for a new day.
Limit it to your three as part of your planning. Well, thank you, Kelly, again for all you do. Looking forward to the new year and all that God is going to be doing in and through this ministry. And we'd love to hear from you as you're listening today. You can get in touch with us through the website at praisenetwork.com. And remember, you can listen online. We have a new online player. If you click on Listen Live at praisenetwork.com, it will pull up the player. And lots of new features there. You can let us know what you think of the songs. You can send us your feedback as well. The recently played songs are there and all sorts of stuff. So, and also, we are working on a new mobile app, incorporating more features in that for you as well. So get in touch with us through the website at praisenetwork.com, or you can email us at info@praisenetwork.com. We'd love to hear from you today and how God is using this ministry in your life. Have a great day, Kelly.
You too.